Welcome to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, featuring one of America's most tenured gardening broadcasters. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Travlin, with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, the Water Garden and Pond Supply Company. Thank you very, very much. And let me give you our phone numbers here. We have three people who've been holding like they are dear friends, and they must be, to put up with that. 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP, Verizon, #820. It's time right now for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report, and we're waiting on Steve Huddleston to call in, so I'm going to go ahead and do the ad that sponsors that report first. This would be for Busy Bees Pest Control, and I have to tell you, kind of an odd way to begin this ad. I was eating with some friends and my wife in a McKinney restaurant Tuesday evening, and started visiting with a young couple. And turns out he is a pest control operator, not with Busy Bees, but I mentioned them as my sponsor. Oh, they're one of the best. We do a lot of referral to them for bed bug detection and such. And I said, well, that's interesting, because that's a part of the ads that I do. Busy Bees Pest Control. And you know what? When you hear one of the people within an industry say they're one of the best, that really says a great deal about the company. Busy Bees Pest Control, owned by Leland and Lisa Morris, have been in business since 1967. Since 1997, they've grown from a small company with three employees to be a full-service pest control company with 50 people. Licensed technicians, certified applicators, sales staff, administrative staff, management team, and two bed bug detection dogs. Busy Bees bed bug detection dogs, Alfie and Trapper, are highly trained dogs. They can thoroughly and accurately inspect entire properties or any room without disturbance to your home or property. I've seen them operate. I have seen bed bugs. They do give you the creeps. The only time I've seen them that I know of was right there in that demonstration, and these dogs found them. Busy Bees Pest Control Services, provided to both residential and commercial properties. They handle all forms of pest control, ants, termites, bees, and bed bugs, to animal trapping and bird control. They supply their customers the best in pest problem solutions. They're great. They came highly recommended to us by a government entomologist who would know when I needed a good pest elimination sponsor. They said, well, you need to call Busy Bees. Let me give you some phone numbers now. We have the main phone number is 972-416-9404, 972-416-9404. The Fort Worth number is 817-838-7311. That's 817-838-7311. And toll-free from anywhere, it's 1-800-INSECTS. BusyBees.com, BizzyBees.com, Busy Bees Pest Control. All right, and I don't see Steve Huddleston's name on my monitor yet, so I'm going to go ahead and do the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report from the report that he filed with me a few days ago. Steve may be under the weather, a lot of laryngitis going on. If you can't speak, how can you call and say, I can't do my piece? So anyway, we're going to hope well as everything is well. The Botanic Garden is the best place to make New Year's resolutions. Start the new year off right. Join the Fort Worth Botanical Society. Benefits include free admission to the conservatory and the Japanese garden, 6 issues of the Redbud newsletter per year, a 10% discount in the gift shop, 10% discount at semi-annual plant sales, reciprocity with other botanic gardens across the country, 2 members' parties per year, and plenty of volunteer opportunities. Individual memberships are only $40, couples $60, and family memberships $75. Request a membership on their website by clicking on membership, or stop by the garden center, pick up an application. Now, membership would be then if you go to the website, fwbg.org, fwbg.org, as in the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And so those are some things that are opportunities. They have all kinds of volunteering opportunities on the grounds, in the greenhouses, education, gift shop, special events. And again, you can go to fwbg.org and then click on volunteer opportunities. Their 24-hour information number at the Botanic Garden is 817-871-7686. And they are located just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park, 2 miles east. Let's make that west, 2 miles west of downtown Fort Worth on I-30. The Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report, sponsored by Busy Bees Pest Control.
Call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227.
Thank you, Mary. Let's start out this hour with Pat in Cedar Hill. Thanks for your patience. How can I help today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a smoke tree, and the problem is it's growing, you know, it's narrower at the base, but it's just growing really wide, and it's really empty in the center. Like, if you're looking down at it, it looks like it's a big bald spot in the center, and I'm wondering what is the best way to, you know, prune it or encourage it to grow more into the center.
All right, and let me ask you two or three quick, easy questions. Do you look down in it?
No.
Visible, you just are aware it's doing.
Well, but actually, looking through it, you could tell that it's.
All right, I'm with you. Did anything break in the center that caused that?
I don't think so.
No meteorite or anything?
No.
All right, just checking. The way that you direct growth on a shrub, this is really a shrub that we train as a small tree. The way that you direct growth is by pruning above buds that face the direction you want something to grow, or right above a twig. I don't know if you that's growing the way you want that thing to grow. I don't know if you remember in biology or botany class in school, you were taught about apical dominance. There's a hormone out at the tips of the growing tips of branches that says, hey, we get all the nutrients, we get all the water, send them out here. We are the apex of this growing shoot, and that's why a tree will grow bolt upright, a regular shade tree, and you won't see a lot of branches that keep coming out on the trunk down below. It's all going up to the top and to the outer parts of the branches. As soon as you remove a branch, that apical dominance goes to the one that is farthest out on that branch. So let's say that you take 16 inches off one of the branches on your smoke tree, then right below where you make that cut, the next bud or the next twig will get those the hormones, the apical dominant hormones, and that's where the growth will start. A little too much botany in that one?
Yeah, a little bit.
I sensed that. I thought I heard you dozing off on me. What you want to do is just see if you can find a twig that grows back into the middle of the plant and cut right beyond that, just a quarter inch beyond that.
Okay.
And do it on the other side and kind of force that growth in. Do it a branch at a time, sculpt it a little bit. You may end up taking some growth away that doesn't need to be taken, that you normally wouldn't think about taking away, just to kind of reshape it. Having said all of that, Pat, because you were so patient, so nice, I'm also going to tell you that telling somebody how to prune a plant on a phone call is a little equivalent to telling somebody how to cut hair on a phone call.
Right.
It may not work exactly the way I picture it in my mind. I hope it works.
Okay, thank you.
I'm glad you called. Thank you. All right, we have another veteran caller, Martha, who's become one with her phone, and we're going to take her call, and that'll put our break just a little behind, but I want to make sure we get her on. Martha, it's Neil. How can I help you?
Thank you. I would like to know what is the best commercial soil acidifier for saucer magnolia.
Okay, it doesn't necessarily need to be it's going to have some brand on it, but it's going to be some kind of a granulated sulfur product. It's just going to say sulfur soil acidifier. It may have iron with it. There are a lot of brands on the market, but just agricultural sulfur will do what you need in terms of soil acidification. You get into an independent retail garden center and tell them what you need, and they'll understand. That's for after the fact. In other words, you already have your tree and it's showing iron deficiency?
Yes, I have. It's been doing quite well, actually. It's about 8 years old.
And it just realized where it's living and is turning yellowish because of iron deficiency?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. the leaves get kind of crispy looking. And
yeah, mine did the same thing. I had one. I finally, when I remodeled my home office, I had to take it out, and it was. I'm not sure how much it would have lasted that much longer anyway. They need a deep soil. They can handle the alkaline soil reasonably well as long as they don't hit white rock. That's the killer for them. But the sulfur soil acidifier, it would be something that you would find for azaleas and gardenias and camellias and other acid-loving plants. And there will be many brands on the market. They're all going to be fine.
For a hydrangea fertilizer that you use for a hydrangea?
Well, hydrangea fertilizers they may have that in part of what they have. I don't think I'd go with one that's just labeled for hydrangeas because they tend to have things that are put in there to change the color of the flowers. Hydrangeas are unique. There's no other plant that we make acid if we want them to bloom blue, and we make them alkaline. They're soil alkaline if we want them to bloom pink. That's not what we're worried about with a saucer magnolia. With saucer magnolia, you want to keep the leaves green, and that's iron. That's sulfur and iron. Let me explain something. I about killed the poor lady before you with my botany. I think this will be quick. Iron becomes insoluble in alkaline soils. It changes form, and it just becomes sludge, and plants cannot take it into their roots. If we can acidify the soil somehow by adding sulfur, we can keep that iron soluble so plants can take up the iron. So it's the iron that your plant needs, not the sulfur, but it needs what the sulfur does to keep that iron soluble. I did well on that one. I give myself an A- on that one. I hope that helps.
Okay. Yes, it does.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
I'm glad you called. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. All right. I need to tell you right now about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We've been publishing our magazine. We're beginning our 26th year with the magazine. It's been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in the country. And we have paired it, as we always do at this time, with this year's Texas Gardening Calendar. For 29 years, I've done a Texas Gardening Calendar where I save my best photos of the preceding year. I take probably 20,000 photos a year, and I save the best 12 for the calendar each year. So your odds of getting a good photo are pretty good. And I'm really proud of this one. It's a beautiful calendar. The artist did a great job. Williamson Printing did a great job. I thank them all. My editor helped me with all the editorial, and there is a lot of it. And we read it 4 or 5 times. I ended up reading it out loud. There was so much, and it took me hours. There are 12,000 words, hundreds of bullets telling you month by month down at the bottom of the grid page for each month of the calendar when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. Inside the back cover are the frost-free dates for the state of Texas and the soils maps and the other things that you need, the temperature, the zone maps. That's what I was trying to say. You'll have all that inside back cover. Huge amount of information, a lovely calendar, and a full year new or renewal satisfaction guaranteed to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, all for $38.95 and $3 postage. Now, this is limited to the number of calendars we have on hand, and that number is rapidly decreasing, especially now. This will be a very busy week. And so I'd call now while we still have calendars on hand. $38.95, $3 postage. You'll have it. We'll ship it out Tuesday. 1-800-752-GROW. But you need to call before 11 today to be sure. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Creative Water Gardens, the largest water gardening center in North Texas, you'll find more than an acre of ponds and aquatic plants. Their wonderful selection of aquatic plants such as tropical water lilies and lotus are just what you need to beautify your pond. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, close Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website, creativewatergardens.net, or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
In all of the world, I think they're the best in all of North Texas. I'm sure they're the best. Arborological Services. They serve North Texas trees. That is their goal. And it's something they have specialized just in trees. And they really have those specialists. They have certified arborists, more than 10 of them on staff, plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters, college degreed in those cases, on staff to help you with your tree issues. And if they have a specialist who comes to your home and suddenly that may be a forester and he or she sees a tree problem that may be pathological, they'll call in one of their brethren within the company. They know what to do with trees. Their tree climbers are the best it gets. 20 out of the 30 years they've won the Texas Tree Climbing Championship. You are dealing with the Hall of Fame, the pros, the all-stars. From complete tree maintenance to tree takedowns to cabling and bracing and lightning arrest and damage appraisal and consultation, they do it all. You're remodeling or changing the grade of your soil, let them help you. On Facebook, it's Arborological Services, Inc., INC. On Twitter, they're at The Tree Experts. No spaces there. On the web, it's arborological.com. And on the old-fashioned telephone, heaven forbid, they're 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. Tarrant County number is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. Arborological Services.
From Box Flowers, where are we sending it?
Don't rely on a faraway call center to send a box of flowers. Send the right message with help from a Texas local florist.
Can I help you design an arrangement today?
Our network of independent stores gives you results a call center can't.
I'm Texas Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples reminding you to go Texan in 2011 and find your neighborhood flower shop today at texaslocalflorist.com.
Sponsored by the Texas Department of Agriculture.
That is one of our ads, and that's the first time I've heard that ad in my headphones. I don't believe that's aired ever before, and more power to Commissioner Staples and to the independent florist shops across Texas, just like independent retail garden centers. Support Texas agriculture, won't you please? Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. And you say, well, at least it's January now, and I don't have to worry about my foundation. You are wrong. Did you notice I didn't even take a breath before I told you you're wrong? You need to worry about your foundation 12 months a year. Remember where you live, black clay soil. Okay, so you say, all right, I'm in that 4% that doesn't have black clay soil. Well, bully for you, excuse me, that was rude, but you need to worry too because of the drought and the wet seasons that we sometimes have. Remember those? And all the different things that can happen. Your foundation is in for a rough ride. It can have a bad journey. If you're having those issues where things aren't working the way they're supposed to, I'm talking about the foundation now in the house, doors don't work properly, windows don't work properly, you see big old cracks and you say, I didn't realize I had a door there. Oh, that's not a door. That's a crack. And that's when you need to be calling Advanced Foundation Repair. Their inspection takes an hour, hour and a half. This is no quick drive-by inspection. This is the real deal. And it is free. And they will assess any nature of problems. They'll tell you what it would cost to fix them. And if you hire them to do it, they'll guarantee their work for the lifetime of the dwelling. They were the first company ever to do that. I love doing ads for them. I've done them for 17 years now. We're starting together, 214-333-0003. That's Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. On the big old internet, it's foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair. All right, well, I've been fiddling. We're down to one phone call. I need to give the phone numbers. Here are our phone numbers. Mark in Bosque County is coming up next, and then you'd be right after that if you call quickly. 214-787-1820. 214-787-1820. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Verizon phone callers, it's the pound sign and 820. We go to Mark in Bosque County. Mark, this is Neil. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, let me get off my speakerphone.
All right. Good luck. Don't hang up like I usually do.
Do what now?
I say don't hang up while you're trying to negotiate the changeover.
Exactly. I've done that enough that I've learned.
Tell me.
I wanted to thank you, first of all, for your poinsettia tips in your newsletter however many weeks back. That was
good.
And I sent that to quite a few friends.
Thank you. Good.
I'm in the same situation as an earlier caller with the Leland Cypress replacement. You did not mention arborvitae, and I had kind of zeroed in on that, not because of the pollen, because they're somewhat smaller than the eastern red cedar seem to be, but you didn't mention that. Is there a reason you don't like them?
I'll tell you, I'm kind of in a quandary. The old-fashioned American arborvitae that we grew when I was growing up in Texas, that was commonplace in landscapes.
With bagworms.
But people moved away from it emotionally because of the bagworms, and so it kind of dates a landscape. So you have the old golden arborvitae and Berkman's arborvitae and all those, which are absolutely beautiful plants and very dependable, with the exception of bagworms. Your Leyland cypress had bagworms, so do my red cedars that I mentioned get bagworms. So you know, that one's a trade, but the problem is that it kind of dates the landscape, and you don't see many nurserymen selling them. Okay,
well,
let's step ahead, and let's look at the arborvitae that are being sold in North Texas right now.
Green giant, what I'm looking at.
Yep, green giant and some of the others. I tried that and it cooked. And I have had so many people on Facebook say, we planted green giant, it cooked. And I don't know what the difference is. I don't know why they don't make it, but I could not. I tried twice and I couldn't get them through. And I said, you know, heck with that. Life's short. I'm going to plant something else. So that's why I kind of shy away. I just am not sure that particular selection, I think it must like it a little bit cooler or something, because I took very good care of mine. So
I love the little gem, but we're in the country. I'm just afraid that will look kind of funny, the leaves and everything. What are your thoughts on that? If I do, we're trying to do a hedge to block a view.
All right, and in Bosque County, and you want something that looks kind of like it belongs there.
Well, and that was the thing with the arborvitae, because, you know, from a distance, it could be a cedar, maybe.
I think you could go to some of the other cedars. One that I like a huge amount is, and it's hard to find, but is available, is Canaerti, Canaerti. It is a 15-foot-tall cedar that has kind of a windswept look to it. It's beautiful.
C-A-N-E-R-D, like David I?
No, C-A-N-A-E, as in Edward, R-T-I. Did I do that right? Canaerti, yeah, I think so. And you'd have to have it ordered in, but, you know, you're going into the springtime, and nurserymen will be getting truckloads of things. They can find it for you. It amazes me when a landscape architect calls for some oddball thing, and sure enough, people find it. It's out there somewhere. But that one is an old-fashioned juniper that I think we ought to use a lot more often than we do. I'll tell you another plant that I like that would do well for you and would look at home would be Arizona cypress. That might be a good possibility.
I'm writing here, and I just go to the Internet and at least see what they look like.
Arizona cypress is commonly available in nurseries. You won't have any trouble finding that. I don't think it's going to have problems with the ceridium canker. I don't think it's going to have problems with other things. It will have bagworms, certainly. But they're very pretty, and they are native to northern Arizona. There are some that are grafted that are just steel blue color. They're beautiful.
Well, but, and of course, that was one thing I would love a blue plant. You know, there was a Leland cypress, I think the Monrovia grew for a while, that had that blue color to it, and I never got them, but I was always interested in them.
Right. Well,
so the Arizona cypress can come in that blue cast.
Monrovia has that one. I don't remember the cultivar name, but Monrovia has it, and others do as well. Monrovia tends to have things in their line until the patent runs out, and then they kind of don't grow them anymore. That's what's happened to a lot of their good hollies. But I would think those would be good ones for you. And then if you're looking for evergreens, I think those are your best bet. I would love to see you try some kind of unusual juniper. There are plenty of unusual junipers. They tend to be sold in more northern climates.
Well, I'm always afraid of that I get one that, you know, like the arborvitae, that won't work here.
I don't think that'll be the case with junipers. It's just that they look more at home in northern landscapes. And,
yeah.
and Texans are afraid to try them.
Okay, Neil. Well, and I sure appreciate your heads up on the green giant, because I would have screwed up there. So.
Well, I may be wrong. I mean, it's a limited test, but I've had so many people tell me the same thing, and I have not seen them out in landscapes. That usually is the indication that and you know what? One other thing just that I didn't mention either is Elderica pines. They are just dying everywhere, too. So stay away from the pines. But you didn't bring them up. I did. So anyway, good luck with it, Mark. Thanks for the call. If you mention Monrovia by name, I know you're a pro or close to it. So thank you, sir. Take care. They're the largest wholesale grower in the country, but they're kind of behind the scenes just a little bit. Let me tell you about our home landscape school. I want to do this in short form because I think you need to read about it at my website at neilsperry.com. We can teach you how to draw a landscape plan for a project of your choice at your home. And Dr. Steve George and I will teach all day long. We've done this for 17 years. It'll be Saturday, January 28th at the Plano Center convention center. It's sponsored by Scott's Miracle-Gro Expand and Grow Potting Mix, and we'd like to invite you to attend. All day long, we'll teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. Then we'll give you a one-on-one consultation with a professional landscape designer, and that will be on either February 11 or 12, your choice of those days, at the Dallas Arboretum. We'll give you tickets for two to the Arboretum, all necessary drafting supplies. We have Jimmy Turner from the Arboretum as a special guest speaker on lunch the 28th to talk to you about the best annuals and perennials for Texas landscaping. You'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project as well as a knowledge of how to design more landscape improvement programs in the future. All of that for $179 or $219 for two people from the same household. And all that information is available at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Or you can call the same number you call for the calendar offer, and that's 1-800-752-GROW before 11 today.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
I have the blessing of doing ads for products and people and companies that I really do believe in. Sunburst Shutters is a great example. My wife loves our sunburst shutters that we have at our home. We bought them 4 and 3 years ago as we were remodeling parts of the house, and it's like you've put an entirely new room in when you have sunburst shutters added to your home. They're gorgeous. Now, they're made of polywood, which is a synthetic man-made product. They're plantation-style shutters in the big louvers, 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louvers. The fewer louvers, the bigger the individual louvers, the fewer lines you will have. And that's the advantage of the plantation-style shutters. The advantage of polywood is it will never crack or split or warp. It won't peel. It won't chip. It's color-fast, white or off-white. If you need to have them paint them for you to match a trim color in your home, they have a paint booth there, just like an auto repair shop would have, and they can do a beautiful job of that. And they also do wood shutters if that's what you really need. You can call them. They'll come to your home and give you the estimate. They'll take very careful measurements. Every shutter is custom fit to a specific window. 214-343-2601. Nice people. Sunburst Shutters, 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com. Hey, and Jerry Overton's hearing me thinking I'm talking about him as a nice person from the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. I needed more air there. Jerry, take it away.
All right. Thanks so much, Neil. A better economic year. 2011 started out with a lot of promise, followed by challenges during the summer. Now things starting to pick up again.
The second half of the year is more indicative of the true growth rate in the economy. I think a lot of what we saw in the first half of 2011 were a lot of one-time factors. We had the disasters in Japan. We had a huge spike in energy prices. We had big weather issues that impacted food prices in particular.
Lizanne Saunders, chief investment strategist for Charles Schwab, and Mitt Romney riding high in Iowa. A new Des Moines Register poll puts Romney on top, followed by Ron Paul, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, Rick Perry, and in last place, Michelle Bachmann. So do we finally have a clear GOP front runner in the race for president? John Avalon of the Daily Beast.
Unless one candidate pulls a rabbit out of a hat and wins 3 out of 4, I think we're looking at a long, protracted fight with Mitt Romney having the edge because he's got money and organization.
WBAP, of course, will keep you up to date on last-minute happenings in Iowa. Live reports from Iowa begin tomorrow morning. And several Republican presidential hopefuls saying the state of Virginia should put their names on the March 6th ballot for the GOP primary. This despite their failure to meet state requirements. WBAP News Time now, 9:35.
Well, you're not going to find any accidents out there to slow you down. You've got some construction, though, in Dallas. You'll want to be aware if you're traveling over on Woodall Rogers westbound. All of those lanes are closed beyond at 35E. This report brought to you by Allstate. The more you protect, the more you can save. Bundle coverage for your car plus home, boat, motorcycle, or more, and save big. Call your local Allstate agent to bundle and save today. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Katie Linden on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
The WBAP Weather in Touch forecast, sunny and cool, the high of 60. Today it's going to be a little breezy, too, with winds out of the north up to 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear and 34 tonight, sunny and 55. Tomorrow, sunny and 59 on Tuesday. Right now, sunny skies, 46 in Dallas. It's 43 degrees in Fort Worth, 45 degrees in Arlington. It's 9:36. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Now is a great time to plant trees. Shades of Green has an incredible selection of Chinese pistache, Shantung maples, lacy oaks, Mexican buckeye, rough leaf dogwoods, Eve's necklace, rusty black haw viburnum, possum haw hollies, live oaks, red oaks, burr oaks, chinquapin oaks, various hollies and crepe myrtles, as well as many other well-adapted varieties. Remember, the best time to plant a tree was yesterday. The second best time is now. With over 7 acres of well-adapted plants from perennials to trees, Shades of Green really is the right place for the right plant, all in a unique country setting. Many are locally grown right there on their own farm, so they can always offer you the right plant. Give them a call, 972-335-9095. That's 972-335-9095. Stop by and visit Shades of Green at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com.
You know, as a tag on to the Shades of Green ad, I want to thank Rob Weir and his staff for being so kind to me when I was doing my pen sales in December as the fundraiser for Serenity High. And just parenthetically, I'll tell you, you can see my pens, the writing instruments that I make on my website at neilsperry.com. But I want to thank Rob for being such a gracious host to people who came out. He always is really nice. And this year we did 2 sales there, and they were just terrifically successful. So thanks to Rob, and thanks to North Haven Gardens and to Covington's Nursery also. 3 great places. I've gone to all 3 of those for many, many years with my pen sales. Thanks. Thanks to all who bought. Let me tell you about Bill Jensen. Let me tell you about Norway Irrigation. Do you notice when I do ads that I very often begin by saying what nice people, and that these have been friends of mine for a long time? Nobody trumps either of those over Bill Jensen. Bill has been my friend 41, almost 42 years now, and that's a long time. I don't know anybody other than my wife I've known that long. Goodness, I need to think about that one a little bit. And Norway Irrigation has been my radio advertiser for 30 years, and I'm proud to tell you about them. They feature the finest in sprinkler irrigation equipment, and with water restrictions and water issues going on, your sprinkler system becomes more important than ever before. They know how to get the most out of every drop of water at Norway Irrigation. They use only the best in equipment, Weathermatic. Their people are highly skilled at sprinkler repair, design of sprinkler systems. If you need a new system, installation, maintenance, the whole works. They are the best. That's all there is to it. They're the best. 972-446-3292. Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292. NorwayIrrigation.com.
A dependable answer to your gardening question is just a phone call away. Call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. And we go right back to our phone lines. Let's go to Ryan in Hazlitt. Ryan, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How can I help you?
Quick question. I've heard you mention more than once about sending a soil sample to A&M, but where in your lot or your yard would you take that sample from?
All right. First of all, you need to get the sampling boxes from the Texas AgriLife Extension office in, are you Tarrant County or Parker? Where are you?
Tarrant.
Tarrant, okay. And so they can mail those to you, and there will be instructions on the box. The way that you collect a sample, it's going to be a couple of measuring cups of soil total, and you'd want to take it from about 10 different places. So you're taking 10 samples that are twice the size of a golf ball each, and you're mixing them all together. So you have a representative sampling of all the different soils in your yard. Let me try to boil it down a little bit better. When I take soil samples at my home, I collect samples from, and this is one sample that I'm going to describe, from the lawn, from the ground cover beds, and the shrub beds. And then a second sample from my flower beds and vegetable gardens, because those plants tend to travel together. Flowers and vegetables travel together. Trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, and turf travel together. They have similar needs because you're growing leaves on those and flowers and fruit on the others. And so I'll have two samples that I'll send to the soil testing lab at Texas A&M. And each of them will be made up of a composite of a bunch of different little samples. Now the fun part that people normally don't think about, you want to avoid a place where this just St. Bernard was 5 days earlier, if you get my drift. You need to let them be representative soil samples. They're taken from the top 4 or 5 inches of soil. You can do it with a putty knife or a small trowel or something like that.
Would they be able to tell me if it would be best to use my well water or royal water, rural water?
They will tell you what nutrients are lacking in the soil. They will tell you, and there are different levels of soil tests. You can even go online. You know what? Texas A&M Soil Testing Laboratory. I haven't done that. I've been through the plant pathology website for the disease diagnostic lab, but I'll bet online they've got everything I just described, and they can tell you right online. They will tell you the nutrient content and what is lacking. My almost guarantee, but my sure my assumption is that you will be lacking nitrogen and very high in the middle number in phosphorus. Almost all North Texas soils are, and that you probably don't need to add and probably shouldn't add any more phosphorus and probably shouldn't add any potassium, but the soil test will show that, and you'd want to monitor it every 2 to 4 years after that, just to make sure you're still on track. As far as whether you should use well water or irrigation water, that's the I think the soil testing lab also has a water well testing facility as a part of it. If not, their sister labs at A&M. There is a whole, it's an entirely different test run on well water. That's something I don't work in as much as I do the soil test information. I'd look online at Texas A&M University well water testing.
Okay. Is there a link to that on your website?
No, because I've never looked there. But okay. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll post it on Facebook. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, sir.
All right. If you will look at me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY, I will find the best possible link at 10 o'clock. And the only thing I'd ask of you is let me know that you have seen it, please, because so I've never had anybody report back, hey, I talked to you this morning, thanks, I see your link. And I always wonder if I've wasted my time. But that'd be great. Thank you, Ron. I'll do my best.
Thank you, Neil.
All right. Let's go to Gary in Plano. Gary, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Neil, I had 2 years ago, I had take-all root rot on my St. Augustine lawn. And this year, I had it all came back. And this year, I had gray leaf spot, and it all died again. Now, there's a mat of dead thatch. Do I take that all up before I get started again? Because, it is thick.
No, you don't. And most of what you're seeing is dead out there. When did you determine it's dead? When were the whites administered?
It started back in end of July, beginning of August.
All right, let me tell you, I can't be definitive, probably couldn't have even then, but I'm going to just kind of give you some theories. Number one, I would leave it all there, and the time that you'll be able to tell whether you have dead or live grass will be April. I would mow it, keep it tidy. It will look like everybody's St. Augustine right now because all St. Augustine's pretty brown anyway because of the cold. And just leave it there and then monitor what greens up in April. I'm going to assume that you may still have gray leaf spot. It seems to persist. And therefore, you're probably going to need to put peat moss down again to help counteract that. I'm not guaranteeing that, but it wouldn't surprise me. And so even if it is sluggish to green up in April, it might be gray leaf spot because that's the way it operates. And so that may get you right back on track. Now, having said that, I didn't see any gray leaf spot to speak of last year in my lawn or in any lawn that I went to. But I saw the most horrific chinch bug invasion in North Texas that I've ever seen in all my 41 years of living here. Mm-hmm. And that was brought on by hot, dry weather. I think it was hot. I think it was dry in summer of 2011. Best I can recall. It was awful. And chinch bugs just ate us alive. And so many people are thinking that they didn't water properly or that they had gray leaf spot or that take all root rot lasted into the summer, which it didn't. It was chinch bugs. Every lawn I've seen so far, I could say, well, look here, it was out in the full sun. It was places you've had chinch bugs before, and why would it be anything other than chinch bugs this time? So that's my Sunday morning sermon.
Okay, on the take-all root rot the year before, by June it hadn't come back at all. And that's when I started taking up all the dead thatch that was around and
Had you put peat moss out?
Yes, I did.
All right, then it may have killed it. You're exactly right. It may have killed it at that point because it is potentially fatal. But usually, in my own lawn, I've had a horrible episode of it for several years. And in my own lawn, it's just almost like I fertilized when I put the peat down. 2 weeks later, the lawn really pops up and looks good. And I think those photos are on my website. But
yeah, they are.
But if it's completely gone, there's nothing to green back up again. So, yeah, you would have to replug. You know what? You sound like me. I love St. Augustine, and it's like some of my other friends. It makes it really hard to love it.
I know.
Golly.
Well, there are some areas where it was really sunny where I've thrown out some Bermuda seed and let that come up. And,
yeah. Well.
So hopefully we'll get something back this year if we can water.
Yeah, that's our hope. It sure is. All right. Well, good luck, and thanks for the call.
All right.
All righty. Bye-bye. Let's see. We have Mike in Denison and Ray in Carrollton coming up right after this break. And let me tell you right now about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. I want to tell you a little about our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand. We don't put it out for people to see and look through and buy the individual copy, just because I can't duke it out with the big national publications in these big national chain of bookstores. I'm not going to send a sales rep to Connecticut to try to get us in the bookstores. It's just not worth that. It's much easier just to sell it this way and guarantee 100% satisfaction or we'll refund every penny. When you get our magazine, I think you'd be very pleasantly surprised at all of the information written by gardeners who live and garden in the Lone Star State. Five or six of our gardeners, our writers, have been writing for us for all of the time, the 26 years we've had the magazine. Mike Sutton, who is screening for me today, is a Purdue graduate in horticulture with strong agronomy skills in turf management. And he writes for our magazine on lawn care, and there's nobody better, and so forth, all the way down. So we have a wonderful array of writers. Your satisfaction with the magazine is always guaranteed. Now, you get the magazine subscription with the offer I'm giving you and one of the remaining copies of my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. This calendar alone will pay for the entire offer. $38.95 is the price, and the calendar will tell you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray, when you need to spread the Canadian peat to counteract take-all root rot, and when you need to watch for chinch bugs. It'll all be in the calendar. Hundreds of bullets of when to do things. Beautiful calendar. Full year of the magazine, $38.95 plus $3 postage on the calendar. But you must call while we have calendars on hand. We're running out. So call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11. 1-800-752-4769.
Dixon Brothers has been working with water since 1973, providing water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain and water well pumps and supplies. Dixon Brothers is proud to supply you with Franklin, Little Giant, and Cal pumps. These quality brands mean that you can get a small 80-gallon per hour pump for your tabletop fountain and a powerful 10,000-gallon per hour torpedo pump for your waterfall at the same store. You can get a Franklin electric sump pump, a dewatering pump, a sewage pump, a sprinkler pump, an irrigation system pump, and a water well pump, all at Dixon Brothers. No matter what water system you need, Dixon Brothers is your resource. Remember that Franklin, Cal, and Little Grand pumps are available at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit their showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call them at 972-288-7537. That's 972-288-7537. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
My name is Samantha and I'm a recovering addict alcoholic. Before Serenity High, I wasn't in school at all. I dropped out of school and I was in a lot of trouble with the law court system and I didn't really have anything going for me and just wasn't good. I found out about Serenity High through my IOP and my probation officer and they just told me it was an amazing school. The staff at Serenity, they help you with your school day. It's more of a one-on-one kind of thing. Serenity High has definitely given me a lot of tools to help me see the goals I want for myself, and it's definitely given me tools to go after that goal and make it happen. For more information, call our principal, Julie, at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
All right, let me tell you right now about Dallas Plumbing. They've been serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex continuously since 1903. How good is that? Family owned and operated by the Downs family for four generations. This is a treat and a treasure for me to have the opportunity to tell you about Dallas Plumbing Company, the top Dallas-Fort Worth plumbing, air, and heat by Best Pick Report of top quality home service providers. They've won the Consumer's Choice Award for Business Excellence year after year after year. They're just fabulous. They're nice people. It's a very nice family. And to talk about a legacy company that's been around since 1903, now you know their orange and black trucks. You've seen them in your neighborhood. They serve all of the North Texas area. Dallas Plumbing Company is a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. They invite you to see their new designer and famous brand sinks, faucets, toilets, and much more on display at their kitchen and bath showroom. That's where all of the fixtures for our home came from years ago, and that was before I ever thought I would ever have the chance to do ads for Dallas Plumbing. We just, our builder said, you need to go see them. They're the best it gets, and they are. It's 11,055. That's 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. Avoid problems with fitting your new fixtures to your plumbing. You can buy from the same company. You buy them and then have them come install them for you. Talk to the experts first. For more information on any of this and for Carrier service, the best, they are the best. Dallas Plumbing, 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. The website, DallasPlumbing.com. All right, and we go back to our phone lines, and let's go right now to Mike in Dennis. And Mike, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
I got a lawn maintenance sheet from a local nursery and was reading through it. I also got a fruit tree spraying guide, which I needed. And was reading through what to do in January, and it said I ought to be putting 15 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet on my lawn in January. For some reason, I just don't want to feed the little purple flowers that are growing right now.
No, I am not an advocate of fertilizing in January. One of the things that I have It's been brought to my attention, and I agree completely. When I tell people you need to put out a pre-emergent weed killer, I'm just going to use that as my example because it's the most timely thing I talk about with lawn care, and that you need to put it out the first week of September, or you need to put it out for the summer weeds between the 5th and 15th of March and the 5th and 15th of June. That's great for me to tell you as an individual, but when I'm telling customers, there may be 1,000 customers of one of the big lawn service companies, that it has to be done then, they say, man, we're going to have to hire 8 million people for 2 weeks to get that done and then put them out of work right after that. And they have products that tend to have a longer residual. But it also seems to me that some of the companies do kind of pad the deal to keep their people busy at the really off seasons like January. I don't want to be fertilizing in January. If you have ryegrass, maybe, but not St. Augustine or Bermuda.
I have both in mind. Yeah. Is this the right time to put on one more shot of dormant oil for my peach trees and apples?
You put one per winter, one per year, and it's put on when the temperatures are between 40 and 80 for 48 hours without rain. We had a time period like that this week. I don't know if we'll have another one anytime soon. It's too cool right now for it, but between 40 and 80 for 48 hours.
Okay, thank you much.
But just
appreciate
one per year, that's all you need. Thanks for calling, Mike. All right, let's see where we are time-wise. I have a minute and a half. We can go to Ray in Carrollton. Ray, this is Neil. How can I help you?
Yes, good morning.
You're right.
I was visiting in San Antonio this past week, and I went to a olive orchard and nursery, and I ended up buying a 4-foot olive tree. And I've never seen any growing in the Dallas area, but I liked the looks of the tree, and I wanted to kind of experiment to see if I could produce olives in this area.
I don't think you're going to be successful. I know that question has been asked of Dr. George Ray McEachern, the state fruit specialist with Texas A&M. I know it's been asked of him when we have him as our guest on Super Bowl Sunday. I am not a fruit specialist by my background. My background is in landscape horticulture, and so for 31 years now, I've had George Ray on with me on Super Bowl Sunday. We give the whole program to fruit and pecans, and I know that people have asked about olives, and he has said that they are extremely limited in their success. Again, during the next news break, let me do a little research in Aggie Horticulture and see what they say about olives. That's the official Horticulture Department website, Aggie Horticulture, and I'll see if they've written anything up that we could repeat. I've already posted the water well testing information for Ryan, who called a few minutes ago. But I'll see what I can find for you, but they are not well adapted. I'd leave it in the pot and grow it that way for a while. I'll be back right after the news. We have all open lines. Call now.